American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the City of London, and elsewhere. How George helped his friend to a supper. George was invited one night by certain of his friends to supper at the White Horse in Friday Street, and in the evening, as he was going, he met with an old friend of his, who was so ill at the stomach. Hearing George tell him of the good cheer he went to, himself being unprovided both of meat and money, that he swore he had rather have gone a mile about than have met him at that instant. "And believe me," quoth George, "I am heartily sorry that I cannot take thee along with me, myself being but an invited guest. Besides, thou art out of clothes, unfitting for such a company. Marry, this I'll do. If thou wilt follow my advice, I'll help thee to thy supper."
"Anyway," quoth he to George, "do thou but devise the means, and I'll execute it."
George presently told him what he should do. So they parted. George, well entertained with extraordinary welcome, and seated at the upper end of the table, supper being brought up, H.M. watched his time below, and when he saw that the meat was carried up, up he follows, as George had directed him, who, when George saw,
"You whoreson and rascal," quoth George, "what make you here?"
"Sir," quoth he, "I am come from the party you wot of."
"You rogue," quoth George, "have I not forewarned you of this?"
"I pray you, sir," quoth he, "hear my errand."
"Do you prate, you slave?" quoth George,
and with that took a rabbit out of the dish and threw it at him. Quoth he,
"You use me very hardly."
"You dunghill," quoth George, "do you outface me?"
And with that took the other rabbit and threw it at his head. After that a loaf, then, drawing his dagger, making an offer to throw it, the gentleman stayed him. Meanwhile H.M. got the loaf and the two rabbits, and away he went. Which, when George saw he was gone, after a little fretting, he sat quietly. So by that honest shift he helped his friend to his supper, and was never suspected for it of the company.
Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.